Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
Looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Oh, welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a snowstorm in Astoria, Queens. Ooh. It's cold as hell.
It is so cold.
With me, as always, that sultry voice is my co-host, my number two, my man with the plan, Mr. Ray Zawadney.
Oh, Dylan, thank you so much for that introduction. I did the introduction last episode, and I did a pretty good job, I think.
We decided to go back.
Well,
I did.
You just started.
I thought you did great.
You just went, who said I didn't do great? The sponsors.
Nobody.
They pulled the sponsorship. Dylan, thank you so much, though, for that. You always give me a nice introduction. It always makes me feel good. It puts a little pep in my step.
Try my hardest.
But more importantly than thanking you, who I want to thank. Rude. Was that an accident?
It was the lint.
It was the lint.
There's lint on the board.
Probably not a good time to clean it off.
I know, mid-episode. Dude. Sorry.
Just said don't be rude. But you know what would be rude? If you, our listeners, do not go out to your apps that you listen to this podcast on, whether it is your Spotify or your Apple podcast, and don't be rude, leave us a 5-star rating and an awesome review. Tell us how much you like us. Tell us how pretty Dylan's voice is. Tell us how much fun you have listening to us talk about crazy stories about debauchery and bringing some of our fellow comedian friends on here to tell their crazy stories about their lives, as Dylan says. And if I do go out there.
Impression of me?
I don't want to have to do this. Okay. But if I do go out there, Dylan, and I see that there is a rating that is less than 5 stars, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to knock on your door. I'm going to yank you right out of your fucking house.
Whoa.
I'm going to pull you out into the snow. I'm going to strip you butt naked, and I'm going to tackle you, and I'm going to lay on you until you call me daddy.
Damn.
Anywho, Dylan, it is just...
True detective style.
It's just you and I, baby.
Season 4. Just us.
I haven't watched True Detective season 4 yet.
Really?
I heard very mixed reviews.
It's not great. You know what, though? It's one of those things. I'm in it. I got to finish it. It's not great, though.
I'm going to watch it because season one.
It's only one more episode.
Season one was one of the best seasons of television that's ever existed.
We talked about this. Yeah. I think maybe the best buildup of a season ever.
Was not
a great payoff, but some of the best buildup I've ever seen.
Did you watch it like live, like as it was happening?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I think I watched it after.
So I did. I was watching it like weekly, like appointment television. And it was like one of the last things that I really remember everybody at like work, everybody that I was friends with texting and talking about. Like, oh, dude, did you read this theory that... And it was like all these crazy theories and everybody was like so into it. And then season 2 came out and it was a mess.
I don't sleep. I dream. It's Matthew McConaughey. I don't sleep.
I don't sleep.
I dream.
Matthew McConaughey.
I just dream.
What do you think of Matthew McConaughey?
I think he's great.
I think he's a great actor and I love him in movies.
I think he's a huge weirdo like most of these celebrities are.
I think he's half a fucking idiot.
Dude, Leo, I'm sure Leo DiCaprio's a real fucking weirdo. You can't be in Hollywood for so long, your entire life.
But at least Leo shuts the fuck up.
And then be a normal guy, except for the Dolphins.
At least Leo shuts up.
That's a good... Have you ever heard that Bargatze bit?
No.
Where he's like... It's so true. When I saw the bit, I was like, oh, that's so funny. Because I was thinking the exact same thing. Is Leo DiCaprio, he was like, oh, I'm going to follow Leo on Twitter. That was like recommended. Leo DiCaprio. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll follow Leo on Twitter. That'll be great. I'm sure it's a real fun follow given his lifestyle.
Yeah.
And he was like, he just tweets about how the Dolphins are dying.
Oh, yeah.
he's just like, the planet is dying. We're all fucked. And he's like, all right, Leo, thanks. Yeah,
they get like weirdly locked into certain like activist.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's a bizarre. Dolphins is a
pretty like niche. Whale, sharks. It's I forgot
pretty
what
niche
it,
market.
The bit might have been sharks, but. Dude, I gotta say, I don't want to derail us right here, but I'm in a bit of a GERD flare up. I haven't gone to the doctor to confirm, but based on everything you told me about your GERD experience, I think I'm having one because I am dying.
Yeah, it's brutal, dude.
It's it makes me. It's just like it feels like my whole chest is locked up, like tight and did shit.
You bought Prilosec?
Yeah,
you're taking a little bit.
Yeah,
of
I took one today.
GERD, listen,
Tums, which didn't do anything.
I've been doing this bit about GERD on stage, which is fucking hilarious. People go nuts for it. They love
cheer,
it.
Dude. They go, we love medicine.
But no, but it is crazy. Every time
Pfizer,
I do it,
Pfizer,
multiple people say that they have GERD.
I feel like it's yeah.
People have messaged me when I've like posted like little like clips of some of the joke. People have like texted me and been like, "Holy shit, dude! I didn't. I thought I was like the only person that had GERD." It is a movement I am starting to bring awareness to GERD. Leo, you can have your dolphins and sharks that you care about. I care about people. I care about people being able to eat things that they want to eat without their chest feeling like fucking the devil.
You think it's a heart attack?
Putting his dick in it.
Feels like it's a heart attack.
Dude, I like, so I got, when I got like the first like really bad like signs of it, it was right after I got over the flu.
Yeah, okay.
And then like I went like transitioned right into that and was like driving from Pittsburgh back to New York and was like white knuckling it. Like, you know, I'm with my girlfriend and she's like, you know, trying to have like regular, hey, what a fun trip we had, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, ugh. That's great. You know, like, cause I couldn't even drink water.
Yeah.
If I would have a sip of water, I would feel like it was just like immediately, like right when it hit here, just like, ugh.
Yeah, I feel it like here deep in my chest. And it's just like,
dude, spreads. go to the doctor for real.
Spreads. Did they give you medication?
Yeah. So what they gave me is they gave me like the extra strength version of that Prilosec. And then they also gave me like this like chalky Coke thing that I would take once a day.
You know what the problem is? I think I always eat what I want to eat. Like an asshole.
You can.
So that's
you're getting too
problem.
Old. You're getting too
I
old
know, dude.
Yeah, you what you
I,
should
I had
do,
Chipotle last night.
Yeah.
That
dude,
was it.
You gotta go like brown rice and grilled chicken for like a couple of weeks. That's what I had to do.
Brutal.
It sucks, dude. I mean, like I love to eat. Well I have the thing too where especially like when it's coping, dude. Eating is fucking coping.
Yeah.
I always thought about like I was at my fattest when I worked as like a call center.
Yeah.
Because I think I've told you this. Because lunch was like my treat.
It's your release, dude. You're like, hey, they let me out. It's like letting the animals out for feeding time at the zoo. That's your zoo. You're locked up and they're like, hey, you got an hour. Go get them, boys.
Yeah, go kill a gazelle.
And you're like, you know what? I will have a chicken parm hero at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Because that's when my lunchtime is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm dude, not even hungry, but I'll have a foot-long chicken parm hero and a bag of chips on the side.
Oh, lunch would be scheduled at 10:45, as early as 10:45 and as late as like 2:30.
It's crazy.
And I'd always be like, let me get 2:30, so I'd just come back for an hour and then go home.
That's the best. That's the best lunchtime. A late lunch. We used to do at the courts. We would do 1 o'clock lunch. Court breaks at 1. It's great. Come back at 2.
I know.
2 hours. You're done. Day's done. We won't talk about all of it, but this Sunday, great day, dude.
I threw a little Super Bowl party.
Great time.
But I'd even like we had a really fun weekend together.
We did.
You had your little birthday shindig.
I did. It was my birthday on Saturday. We had a real good time. I got wasted.
Did you really?
I didn't look it.
You were putting down those
makers.
Those whiskeys. Whiskeys will sneak up on you.
Dude, I showed up at 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
I hadn't eaten. And let me just say, Ray was like, Dylan, don't worry, buddy. I'll be there right on the dot. 3 o'clock. I'll be there. Just in case no one shows up. You're not sitting there by yourself until people start coming.
I didn't get there till 4:45.
I texted Ray at 4 and go, did you fall asleep? I'm assuming you might have taken a nap.
I didn't take a nap, dude. I was so like, I realized that I was going to get so drunk during the Super Bowl, which spoiler alert.
Oh, we're going to get into it.
I did. And, but I was like, I got to make sure I have like a bunch of like work done.
Yeah.
So like I got home and I started working on stuff. And like, by the time I realized that, I was like, holy shit, it's 4 o'clock. And I was like, he already texted me. I was like, fuck. So then like I was like, all right, I'm gonna work on one more thing. It'll take me 10 minutes. It took me like 30. And then I live further away now too. I don't realize how far that walk
is. It is far, dude. We were saying that you were going to be closer to me. It's a further walk.
Slightly. I'd say about 5 minutes further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's big. You know, 8 minutes to 13.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big jump. But that was a fun time. There was, you know, I know that the bar we go to, I love it. I don't want to defame it or to speak ill of it, but it is a little bit of a dive bar.
And of course,
when you have dive bars, you know, there are drugs there.
Drugs.
I don't participate, but they're there, you know?
And it is the perfect bar to do drugs in, to literally have sex in. You could have sex in that bar.
They do have easily. Some, yeah, those nice, like, private bathrooms.
They have, like, 4 private, nice bathrooms. And they're always, here's the thing, they're always pretty clean.
Yeah.
I never really go in there and it's filthy.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's always clean. But here, I didn't tell you this, actually.
I think I you did.
About the two dudes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you could tell me again.
Yeah, so there were these two, for our listeners.
Yeah.
So the two dudes, you saw them. We rented that back area. Not rented. We just
reserved
it.
You didn't rent it. You just said we were going to be
there. We're sitting there. We're sitting in the back area. And there's like 4 tables. We're kind of spread out between them. Some people are outside. And then these two dudes come in, young guys. And they sit down at one of the tables in the back by the food. And I'm back and forth. So I'm not really paying attention.
Yeah.
And then my brother was like, he kind of pulled me aside. And he was like, these guys, have you ever seen them in here? And I was like, no. And he goes, they're definitely dealing drugs. And then I started watching, and all these like old dudes just kept walking over, having a conversation, 3 minutes, little hand-to-hand exchange. Then they'd go to the bathroom and then come back. So I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, this is the bar. And granted, my nieces were there, so it was a little weird.
Yes.
And my brother was a little freaked out.
I get it, but it is not. It's
the culture.
It's their turf.
Sure.
You're on their turf.
But here was the thing. I don't know if I told you this part. At the end of the night, because at some point my brother's like freaking out, kind of. I think it's time for like the girls to go. It was like 5 o'clock, 5:30, something like that. Just starting to get dark, you know, starting to get dark out and people are, you know, more people are coming to the bar. And we had moved outside at this point. But after they leave, I'm like, my mom was like, oh, yeah, Lucas is, like, kind of freaking out. He wants me to take the girls, like, you know, sooner than later. And I find out that Lucas, like, a short time before that, sees one of these drug dealers open his backpack, and he's got a fucking gun in his backpack.
Yeah.
In Rocky's, dude.
Hey, we weren't supposed to say the name.
I'll say it, dude. You gotta bleep that out. Listen, I love the bar. There's no place for firearms.
Yes, there is.
In Rocky McBride's.
Well, you got to protect yourself from a drug buyer that could, or a drug deal that could go bad.
You know what? It's just,
you're on the turf, Dylan. I mean,
the bar.
The bar.
It's our turf, bud.
It is.
I've spent more money there than I bet those two guys have. They're bringing in revenue.
They're bringing in a lot of revenue.
They're bringing in sales.
Yeah.
But I've put more money into that bar than I'm sure those two guys individually themselves have out of their pocket.
Yes, but you're part of it too. You're on their team.
Fair.
It's your turf too. Unfortunately, as you know.
It's fair. I mean, listen.
It's not a family bar.
It was when we were there because yeah, my whole family was there. That was a great time though. I had a lot of fun.
You know what was crazy is that we were literally outside hanging out. Like it was like an outdoor picnic.
Yeah.
And now today, like
there's a foot of snow outside.
Like 3 days later, 2 days later, whenever that was. And
it was 60
like,
degrees.
Unreal. And fucking Ivan and Amy are practicing jujitsu.
It was so
it
funny.
It made me so mad.
For the listeners, two of our friends both do jujitsu. They're not really friends with each other.
I don't think they knew each other that well.
But they find out that they both do jujitsu at this party.
And one of them has a competition coming up, and they start doing like moves to each other standing there. So I started yelling things at them from across the way, like, hey, pal, leave her alone. he's like picking up her leg, like almost like fake tackling her. And I'm like, hey, no means no, dude. She said no. Walk away.
It was so good. Dude, you know, my friend Jess came back like 2 days ago, yesterday, I think, and picked up that dog. Did you see that dog? that was next to us.
Oh, that they like found.
We're in the like the
yeah.
So apparently, long story short, they I don't know if you heard this part. The people who were there have like live right next door. They woke up that morning and the dog was tied to their fence
with a bag of food.
Yeah. So they're giving the dog up. They find out she like goes and picks up the dog and. Like 2 days later, I'm like, Jesus Christ, just a decision maker, you know?
Yeah.
You know, someone acting without.
Is she keeping the dog?
She's keeping it.
It's a cute dog.
It's a very cute dog.
Whoa.
She sent me some pictures. But the lady apparently said that, found out some more info. The guy who dropped the dog off knew like that they had dogs. And I guess his homeless friend, it was this guy's dog. And the guy got arrested.
Oh.
And like was like, hey, can you take care of my dog? And then the guy was like, no.
A homeless guy with a dog.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Hey, listen, this dog's gonna get quite an upgrade.
Oh yeah.
A roof.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
For doing that, for being a good person.
Really a hero.
We have talked a lot about philanthropy today.
I know.
People
you know
taking
what?
Care of dogs, people taking care of sharks, and people taking care of people with GERD.
Dude, you know?
This is our episode of giving back, and I think I need to give back. Listen, so Super Bowl Sunday, great day.
I was gonna
say, did I have it? Was it a fun party?
Based on your behavior on Sunday, I think we should only spend.
Did you have fun at my party?
I had a great time.
Spread?
Spread was great. I didn't know it was going to be a Chiefs Super Bowl party. I showed up thinking that only Chiefs fans would be rooting for the Chiefs.
Well, we had Swifties and we had gamblers. And the gamblers were all on the Chiefs. And the Swifties were all just rooting for her boyfriend. And okay, so we'll talk about the gambling portion of it.
Yep.
Put $225 into between FanDuel and DraftKings. I only wanted to do like 100 this year, but I did that. And I ended up hitting for 360.
That's not bad. So
but listen to this crazy shit. So we played some LCR at the house. If anybody's ever played it, left, right, center, just a fun little quick gambling game. You roll the dice, you pass around dollar bills. So I was hunting down because it's most fun to play with $1 bills.
Yeah.
So it's Sunday. All the banks are closed. I can't just go somewhere and get like change for a bunch of $1 bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was going to different bodegas and trying to get like, dude, you know, like $15 in ones or whatever. Yeah. So I go to the one and the guy's like, you got to buy something in here. And I'm like, come on, dude. I was like, you can't just give me change for 20, like as many ones as you could possibly give me. He's like, no, you got to buy something. I said, okay, give me two $5 scratch offs, right?
Yeah.
Smack one of those $5 scratch offs for $100.
Oh!
Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
So,
what you got to do? Not cash it at that bodega.
No, I'm going to cash it somewhere
else. They'll give him the bonus, dude.
Yeah, fuck that.
Being an asshole.
Wait, do they
like
get
that?
Bonuses?
I think they get like bonuses for winning tickets.
Well, you could tip them out.
Are you crazy?
People do.
I've never tipped out.
Well, that makes sense.
A bodega guy for selling me a winning lottery ticket.
Well, that's bodega. Like I'm talking about like in Pittsburgh, if it was like a convenience store or something and you
I can see if you're playing Keno at the bar.
Yeah, people used to
people always, who were filling out the Keno court.
I've
cards.
Never tipped out because I've never won enough to tip out. You don't tip out on like $100.
No.
But if you won like
10
three
grand
or something, maybe throw them like $20.
Yeah, if I won like 10 grand, I'd throw the bartender like $20. Bodega guy.
Bodega
like,
guy.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Take that. But other than that, yeah.
And then I drank 200 beers.
Realistically, let's talk this through. What time did you start drinking?
I started drinking during the Super Bowl cracked my first beer at 4 p.m.
4 p.m.? Okay.
And
I heard earlier.
And I drank till 11-ish later.
12:30. That's when I left.
I like hard blacked out.
I know. First of all, I heard you started earlier because a friend of ours said he received a Snapchat from you at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Then 3 o'clock.
Saying, cracking my first beer.
Okay.
We didn't get there.
Okay, Colin.
We didn't get there. I didn't get there until like 5:45.
Yeah.
6 o'clock. Great spread.
Yeah, but
great hospitality.
But I was having a drink while that's what happened too. I also didn't eat until everybody was there and everything was set out. And then I really didn't eat that much until I was like already like smashed.
Yeah.
And it was more or less just me walking past dips and like dipping a chip into the fucking, you know, salsa and, you know, maybe like biting some like a meatball.
I did. Dude, the meatballs were good. The food was great. I do know. I could start telling that you were drunk when you were yelling at me for rooting for the 49ers. Well, that's when you were like starting to get drunk, but you had not blacked out yet.
Well, I had three rules at my Super Bowl party. It was rule number one, you are not allowed to vocally root against any of my betting interests. Rule number two.
Which translates to you're not allowed to root for the Niners.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Two, you are not allowed to shit in my apartment. You either knock on my neighbor's door or walk to the grocery store. And three, have fun. Everybody have fun.
I broke all three rules.
You didn't have fun?
I didn't have fun.
Well, that's what you said right after I was saying it. You're like, well, I broke the first two rules. And I was like, you did not shit in here.
You got so mad. And then people just kept being like, did you really shit in the bathroom? I was like, no.
There's nothing worse than being the guy that like shit at the party.
Oh, yeah.
Like, side note, I did a corporate gig at this like small Italian restaurant in Philly. And like literally like the space was as big as your apartment. Like it was so tiny and like intimate. And like I get there and like had to take like a Dumb and Dumber shit. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like the like
Dumb and Dumber-er.
Yeah. The
shit on the walls.
Oh no. I'm talking about just Harry. Mm. When he goes to her house and it's like when he gives him the X-lax.
Isn't that Oh, no, I'm thinking of the second one with Bob Saget.
There's shit everywhere.
It's on the ceiling.
That's the only funny part of that movie.
It's on the walls.
Yeah.
What, he used the towels. His house is full of shit.
It's so good.
But I had to go like that, and I was like, I can't go here. I can't be the talent, and fucking everybody would know. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It was like, it would have been bad news. Like, whether it was sound, whether it was smell, whether it was even just seeing me come out of there for a long duration. So, like, I held it and, like, I don't even know why I'm telling the story, but I held it and, like, go through the whole show, like, having to, like, but I'm, like, doing things, like, where I'm, like bending certain ways. I'm, like,
dude.
So I get in my car and like, I'm in, like, Philadelphia. Like, I'm in the city proper. So, like, it's, like, hard to find a place.
Yeah.
So I drive to a Wawa, go in there. They don't have bathrooms. They won't let me use their bathroom.
Brutal.
I run across the street and go to this other gas station. I'm like, hey, can I use your bathroom? He's like, it's out of order. You're not allowed to use the bathroom. I was like, I'll give you $20 if I could use your bathroom. He's like, it's out of order. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Hop in the car. I see a Dunkin' Donuts. The Dunkin' Donuts was closed at like 9 o'clock.
Dude.
So then I get to that point where you're like, I'm gonna ruin my pants.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
You just gotta step out of the car and side of the road.
Jumped out, like I see that there's like a fucking a bar, like a dingy bar, and I'm trying to turn in, and there's like a car blocking it. Like,
my
it was
God,
just like every little obstacle. I hit every light, and finally I just go into one of those bars where it was like just no lock, no like door on the actual stall of the. Do you know what I mean?
It was
one of those, and I had to make it happen.
Oh, dude!
People are like walking in, and then I'm wearing a suit. By the way, it was a corporate event.
Oh,
it's like I'm in a suit, just run into this dive bar.
That's brutal,
but
that is a tough one, dude.
Yeah,
we had one of those. I remember it was so bad the way this bathroom was set up in my high school. We had regular bathrooms, but then like right by the cafeteria, there was like a. It was basically a single-use bathroom, but it had, like, one stall and one urinal, and they always kept the door open. Like, they wouldn't let you close the door
because
they wanted to, like, stop whatever. You know, they don't want the bathroom doors closed.
Yeah.
Catholic school, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And they want to see what's going on.
Father O'Grady.
Dude, the amount of times that people had, like, blown up that bathroom. And then you'd be like, it was like the cafeteria. Nothing's worse than walking out of the cafeteria being like, that was a great lunch. What is that smell?
K-12?
Horrific.
K-12?
No, this was high school.
No, K-12, I never took a shit in school.
Dude, I mean, I don't think K-through senior year. I don't think I ever did.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, K-12. Yeah.
Senior year.
Yeah, it was when I went to college and you were required because you were like, I got to go off campus every single time.
Yeah. No, I was just, the only time I ever did that in like grade school and high school is I would go to the nurse.
Oh, yeah, that's
she
good.
She had like a nice private bathroom and it was my friend's mom.
I'd be like, I got a stomach.
Kind of worse.
I'd be like, I got a stomach ache. She'd be like, all right. We all did it. Me and all my boys.
Kind of way worse.
No, it's not, dude. It's like a private bathroom and nobody knows that you shit.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I
nobody knew you shit except Bill's mom.
Bill's mom just smelling all little, little boys' poops.
Dude, little boys' poops sounds so bad. Well, I had a listen here. So.
Oh, let's get. Are we getting back?
Doubling back to my binge drinking.
It is the drunkest I've ever seen you.
Is it really?
Super Bowl Sunday? Yes, dude. You were so drunk. You were yelling at me. For some reason, we decided to play football on the street at 11:30 at night,
which I don't remember a second of.
Dude, you gave me a play.
I woke up the next morning and saw my football in the living room, and Natalie was like, "Yeah, you went out and caught football," and then she kept going, Jesus, you were blacked out then already? I was like, yes.
This is before beer pong. This is before we played like an hour and a half of beer pong.
I heard I was terrible at beer pong.
You were pretty bad.
I couldn't see I was like, dude, I'm sure I couldn't even see the cups.
Yeah.
But Natalie said she was on fire.
She was pretty good. I wasn't great. I was hit or miss. I'd go like good and then I'd go cold for 10 turns. But when we were playing football, first of all, Colin, you don't remember that. Colin fucking slammed me to the ground. I went down. Now that I'm older, like I'm 35, dude.
Yeah.
You go down. You don't go down like an 8-year-old anymore.
Colin's theory is he barely touched you.
Dude, he PI'd me so hard, dude. So hard. I was expecting him. You know what it was? We were both drunk. And we did that little like button hook kind of, you know, stop and start.
Yeah.
And you were doing it. You were going, all right, dude, you're going to take 5 steps and turn back and really sell it. Really sell it. And then turn around and then just run and I'll hit you on the deep. And, dude, I sold the hell out of it. But he kind of, I think, bit on it as I was turning around. Yeah. And he just like slammed me in the back. And dude, I went down so hard, I kicked your neighbor's car. Like, dude, my elbows fucked up. My knees fucked up. My hand hurt for like 2 days. This is 2 days later. It still hurts a little bit. But after that, this is how I knew that you were like drunk / blackout. They leave. We go in the house. And I was like, damn, that hurts so bad. And instead of you being your normal self, you go, dude, I don't even know why I'm fucking friends with you guys. You guys can't catch any balls. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Why was I doing a Sebastian Maniscalco impression?
It's embarrassing how bad at football you are.
I'm sorry. Do you know why that got in my head, though? Is because early on, Colin was trying to downplay my football acumen.
Well, every time in the game someone dropped a pass, you were going, dude, I would have caught that.
Oh, during the actual game?
Yeah. You gotta, yeah,
I remember that.
They got to get me out there. I would have caught that.
I was like, I would have taken that to the crib. No chance that wasn't happening. If we want to say this too, by the way, is that the point of doing Dry January isn't so Super Bowl Sunday I could black out to the point of pissing my pants in my own bathroom. That's not the point of Dry January.
I was wondering if you're going to say
that. The point of Dry January is a fucking reset so that after that January, you can be like a more responsible drinker. So,
dude, this is why the most common overdoses for drug addicts is after they get out of rehab.
Really?
Because their tolerance goes way down.
Tolerance is down.
But they're ready to fucking, they take the same amount.
Well, it was a perfect storm of the first party at my new place.
Great time.
Coming off of Dry January, my literal favorite holiday of the year, which is the Super Bowl. I haven't thrown my own Super Bowl party in like 5 years, six years. We used to do it back in the day. And I was just like, I flew too close to the sun.
You flew close, buddy.
And here's the funny
thing. You're walking on the sun.
Here's the funny thing. Like fucking Smash Mouth, baby.
Walking on the sun.
I've done this before, and thank God I didn't piss my bed because we got a brand new bed.
You got to christen it somehow.
But what I did was I wake up the next morning, and I am just Winnie the Pooh in it, laying in my bed, and Natalie is like, hey, why are your pants out here soaking wet?
Oh.
So literally what I did, they were like, it was like I just jumped out of them because they were like around like the toilet.
Yeah.
So what I'm pretty sure I did, and I've done this in the past, where I make it to the bathroom.
And then just don't take your pants
and
off.
And then I forget step six, the last step.
You know, you even lift the seat up, like, and you're just.
Got up, walk to the bathroom, turn the light on, lift the seat, you know.
Yeah.
Started to piss. What step did you forget? You didn't pull your dick out. And I just pissed. The grossest part about pissing your pants when you are drunk is, well, that, just in general.
Yeah,
that,
I was going to say that.
But the toughest part is if you have your wallet in your pocket.
Oh, dude. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. Oh, do you remember? You obviously don't remember. You got so mad during beer pong at one point that you took your wallet and your money and your keys out of your pocket and you just threw it across the room behind you as if it was going to make you like a better beer pong player. You were like, I don't even need it. And you threw it. You don't remember.
Makes
that
me
all.
Lighter.
Dude.
That's what Natalie was trying to think of what I threw.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
it
took
was that.
All the money from winning LCR out and just threw it behind you. And it like fluttered like it was like strippers, yeah. Dude.
The next morning, it was she Natalie, the angel that she is, she neatly stacked it for me.
That's nice, dude.
Neatly stacked my money for me. But overall, Super Bowl party, 10 out of 10. I had a lot of fun.
Listen, me too, man.
Did you win any money?
I put $100 in bets down. I won two bets, and I left with $128.
Oh, okay.
So
that's not bad.
And then I put $60 on a parlay, NBA parlay last night and lost.
Lost.
So down a little bit.
The bets that I hit, the big ones, I hit Marquez Valdes-Scantling touchdown.
That was huge. I wish I did that. I wish you told me about that.
I sent you all my bets.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I wish you were like this. I did, but, you know.
Well, the one that I'm pissed that I didn't take is I talked to my buddy Tommy that morning, mm-hmm. and he goes, I'm taking anybody besides a quarterback to throw a touchdown pass. Yeah. And it was like the odds were crazy. I think he bet $10 to win $360.
Wow.
And I was like, dude, I love that bet. That's such a fun bet.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, I
can't believe it happened.
I put so much money in already. I was like, I can't just throw this at another.
Yeah.
But the other ones I hit plus 200 something. That was, it was Chiefs first to 25.
Oh yeah. That's
they hit
good.
25 on the nose.
Yeah.
And then I hit Chiefs for the game at a plus 2.5 points. And then I also must have drunkenly live bet the Chiefs at one point at like plus 140.
Yeah, because they were up so like the line kept going up.
Yeah.
I was like, it's close, man.
Do you, let me ask you a question, because you were rooting for the Niners, right?
Yes.
When it was the fourth quarter and the game was that close, me personally was never worried for a second.
No, not at all.
That the Chiefs were going to lose.
No. I like knew they were going to win.
It's kind of sick.
It's like the Patriots, you know,
yeah.
Those Patriots teams for the last 20 years where you're just like, Tom Brady's going to win this game. Like, you just know something's going to happen and they're going to win.
I will also say this about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not even going to say my thoughts, even though you probably know them. What did you think of the halftime show?
Thought it was great.
I thought it was the best halftime show we've ever had.
You know what? I don't agree with you. It was very good, but dude, someone was posting like the best songs from on TikTok. I saw this is the best songs from like the Super Bowls for the past 23 years.
Okay.
Dude, you forget how many really good Super Bowls there were. Dude, Coldplay had a Super Bowl. U2 had a Super Bowl. Who else? Prince had a Super Bowl.
Springsteen was great.
Nelly had a Super Bowl.
Springsteen kicked ass.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry was good.
She had Missy Elliott come out.
Madonna. That wasn't great.
Justin Timberlake, didn't he do it?
He did one. After the whole Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson thing, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
They brought him back.
I was
interesting.
So I will say that the reason that I like this one so much is if you are a person of a certain age,
yeah.
which I think is our age group, every one of those songs that he played, it just like brought you to a spot. You were like, damn,
My boo?
Yeah.
My boo.
Yeah. Dude, that was like, do you remember, I used to watch the VMAs, you know?
Yeah.
When I was younger. And I remember there was a secret band headliner one year. And I was like, oh my God, who's this going to be? And I'm like, 12.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, who is it going to be? This is going to be awesome.
Why was your voice like that when you were 12?
Because I was a smoker. I was a smoker and a fiend.
Yeah.
My father was a drinker and a fiend. And I remember they're billing it up the whole night. You're not going to believe it. And then it was Guns N' Roses. And at the time,
you didn't give a shit.
I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who is this? I like didn't know. I was like 11, 12 years old. I didn't know Guns N' Roses. Now I'd be like, oh, that's sick. They opened it with, they didn't even announce them. It was just like the intro to Welcome to the Jungle.
And people go nuts.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah. Yeah. People went nuts. And then they're like, oh my God, Guns N' Roses. I was like,
And it was probably some type of reunion for them too. They probably hadn't played in a while.
They hadn't played, I think, in like years and years.
Dude, I saw them live. It was one of the most, I was so fucked up at this concert. Me and my buddy Matt, who, when he's in town, we got to have Matt on. This guy, he has some crazy ass stories. But he and I go see Guns N' Roses. Our friend that worked at the radio station got tickets. So four of us go there. I get right off work. It was when I was working at the call center job. So I'm wearing like a button up and khakis. Mm-hmm. And right when I meet him at the bar, he's like, hey, do you want to split this pill with me? And it was like some type of like Vicodin and some pain pill. I forget what it was, but it fucking annihilated me to the point where like it's towards the end of the concert. Guns N' Roses ripped. He's so drunk. He's finding like people's like half drinking beers or like finding cans and just whipping them into the like different parts of the audience. And then after, we're walking from the stadium to the casino because we're going to go gamble.
Of course.
Hammered. I've already called off work the next day. And we see these like two dudes having beers next to their truck.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, let us get a beer. And they're like, no, dude, fuck you. And I was like, fuck you. You know, like we start like getting ready to fight these dudes. But as we keep walking around, we then realize that it wasn't two dudes. It was two dudes on that side of the truck. On the other side is like seven big ass dudes. And we were like, we went from being like, fuck you, dude. Yeah, whatever. We'll kick you. Nah, we're good, actually. We probably had enough beer, honestly, man. Hope you enjoyed Guns, dude. We're going over to the casino if you want to, you know, we'll buy you some chicken fingers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. It was one of those things where, like, even as fucked up as we were, we knew we are.
Oh,
severely outnumbered.
Now, do you think Guns N' Roses was good, or you were just on like a half a Vicodin, and that made it good?
They were good.
Mm, okay.
People love them.
Yeah, people do. People do.
I'm not a huge fan, but it was free tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Heinz Field.
It would be an experience. Definitely something worth it to see. It is sad now when all these like really talented, famous musicians are getting older, and they just... they just don't do it anymore.
So
they just can't do it.
What is your favorite halftime show? Do you have one?
I don't know if I have a favorite halftime show. I don't really care about the halftime shows.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's fun. I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Last year was good with Eminem. I liked that one.
That was 2 years ago.
No, that was last year.
That was 2 years ago. Because it was L.A. Last year it was... who did it last year?
I feel like
because the reason that I know, because it was at SoFi Stadium for when LA played basically a home game against the Bengals, and that's why it was all like Eminem and Dre and like all that like West Coast rap scene.
Where was the Super Bowl last year?
Was it New Orleans? No.
No. Miami?
I don't know.
It might have been Miami. Okay, here we go.
So crazy, those facts that you don't remember.
Every Super Bowl, and it's not like you didn't see it. You watch it every year.
Yeah, fire out some of these halftime performances.
Okay. Let's go back to like the first. Oh, they've been doing halftime shows for a long time.
I love them. I'm not as big into the commercials because I feel like they leak them like a week early now.
Yeah.
Like you could see, like it's so stupid. And pissed me off, dude, the Deadpool trailer.
Yeah, I know.
It was a 10-second teaser, and then they're like, fool. Full trailer online.
Some of these are so bad, dude.
Dude.
The first from like the 67, the first halftime show at the Super Bowl. You want to guess who the musician was?
The Beatles.
The University of Arizona and Grambling State Marching Bands.
Okay, let's fast forward. Let's fast forward to like our time.
Yeah, and then they did like it's all these I'm in the 80s salute to Hollywood.
You know who did the halftime show last year? It was Rihanna.
Rihanna, yeah.
And she did it like pregnant or something. Didn't somebody do the halftime show pregnant last year?
95 was like they had themes, it looks like. When did they just start doing? Okay. So it looks like in 96.
I remember me and my friend Peanut when we were in like grade school, got in trouble for printing out pictures of Janet Jackson's titty. We were printing them out.
Dude, I remember I was at my, that was high school, right?
Yeah.
I was at my buddy's house and it was like halftime. So kind of everyone was like getting up, doing stuff. And it was only like two of us. We like got food and we were just like sitting, eating, watching the halftime show.
Yeah.
And everyone else was kind of like milling about. And I was like, oh my God.
She had like a nipple. Oh, she had like a weird nipple thing.
She had a on star.
It. Like a star. It was like a sun.
Yeah. What are those called? They're little.
It wasn't like a pasty.
Pasties.
But it wasn't a pasty because you could still see her nip.
You threw it. Thank God. It looks like 96 Diana Ross was the first one. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Here
I think
we
like
go.
2000.
Oh, yeah. Let's go 2000.
Here we go. This was 2000. You had Phil Collins. It was called A Tapestry of Nations, featuring Phil Collins, Christina Aguilera, Enrique Iglesias, Tony Braxton, and an 80-person choir.
Don't remember it.
Phil Collins singing the Tarzan music is great.
Yeah, he rips.
Rips.
Phil Collins is great.
So then they did, 2001 was the Kings of Rock and Pop, featuring Aerosmith, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Probably good.
I don't like these multiple things that they're doing here. 2002, U2, pretty good.
I didn't see it. I don't even remember it.
Really? I'm trying to think.
Do you know why, too? There were certain times, there were certain years.
Were you drunk?
Where, probably.
9 years old?
There were certain years. Dude, my dad's buddy came to my grandmother's funeral.
Okay.
This guy Hoove. And he was like, they talk about his ability to drink alcohol like he's Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, that guy drinks a lot? You think he could out-drink Hoove? I don't know if anybody could go toe-to-toe with Hoove. But Hoove, he comes to my grandma's funeral, and he's standing there by the casket, mm-hmm. and he's talking about it. He's like, yeah, he's like, I haven't had a drink in a month. You know, he's like, I didn't even drink for the Steeler game this past weekend. He's like, I don't think I've not had a beer for a Steeler game since I was 10. And then me and my brothers start laughing, and then my brother's like, yeah, you know, that's like true. You know, he's probably hammering, bruising. It was true.
All right. So going back, we had Usher this year, Rihanna, Eminem and Company, The Weeknd, Shakira was 2020 with Bad Bunny, Jennifer Lopez. 19 was Maroon 5. 18 was Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, Coldplay in 2016 with Beyonce and Bruno Mars. I don't really remember that. 15 was Katy Perry. And guests.
Katy Perry was great, dude.
14 was Bruno Mars. 13, Beyonce. Madonna, Black Eyed Peas. Let's get retarded. Ha.
Is that the real lyric?
Yes, dude.
That's great.
And then they changed it.
Okay.
Black Eyed Peas, Usher, and Slash. The Who, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, Prince.
I remember
Rolling
Tom
Stones,
Petty.
Paul McCartney.
Who did it in 2005?
2004 was Janet Jackson. I was a sophomore.
Was 2005 the Stones?
Paul McCartney. 2006 was the Stones.
2006 was the Stones. That was when the Steelers were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I remember everybody in Pittsburgh got pissed because the Stones like didn't know that the Steelers were going for their like sixth trophy. Like, do you know what I mean? Like
get them their first ring.
Yeah, they were asking Mick Jagger. They were like, hey, where were you in 1979, the last time the Steelers won a Super Bowl? And he was like, hey, well, I got no idea. What the fuck, you know, who gives a shit?
Who cares about the Steelers?
And everybody was like, fuck with the Stones, you know.
Who cares?
You're doing more of a
We're a rock band.
You're doing more of a Beatles thing.
Yeah, that's a...
What's more of a Liverpool accent?
Nah.
My name's Paul McCartney. Was that good?
That was good.
I think.
And I'm Ringo Starr.
I'm going to write a musical.
song. I'm good on impressions for like three words.
And I'm John Lennon.
I'm John Lennon.
That was good.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Right? I can mimic an accent.
I can do voices. I can't do like a specific person.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm John Lennon.
Like, this is Al Pacino. You know?
Dude.
Good?
Yeah, that was really good.
Thanks.
That was really good.
Fuck you.
Dude, you should just... You know what you should do?
What?
You should get on SNL.
Oh, really? Really, my aunt? You should do what that Andy Samstein's doing. You mean Andy Samberg? Yeah, do what he's doing. Okay.
You should call up Lauren Michaels.
That Brooklyn 999 is really good.
How do you get that? How do you do that?
How do I get that?
Just make a call.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Fuck, I didn't even think of that. I should just do... Maybe I'll just email
SNL. Why don't you write a letter? Write a letter to the Ed McMahon Show.
You know what? Honestly, just show up with a cassette tape of your skits.
Yeah. They would love you because I love you. Can we talk about this real quick? I know we talked about it a little bit, but I got a story that is now ongoing. I have an issue.
Okay.
I told you that I have to stop. I have this bad habit of getting drunk and then talking to Uber drivers and talking out of my ass. And I don't know why I do it, but I like to bond with people.
I forgot about this.
You forgot?
You told me this the other night. That's fucking funny.
So, like 2 weeks ago or a week ago.
You haven't talked about this on the pod.
No.
No.
It was our buddy Colin's birthday. I got wasted, and then took an Uber home. It's a 10-minute ride, barely. Yeah. And at some point in the car, I didn't even remember this conversation until, like, I woke up, and then, like, 3 hours later, I was like, how did I get home? And then I was like, oh, I was fucking talking to that guy the whole time. So we're talking, and he tells me, he goes, yeah, my mother has a house here in Astoria, and we're trying to sell it. And instead of saying sober, I would have been like, oh, nice, man, where is it? I said... Oh, that's great. You know, I'm always in the market for real estate opportunities. That's what I told him. So
says the guy who has a Ziploc baggie in front of his door of pennies that he's going to roll and cash in.
Oh, dude.
Is that going to be enough for a down payment on your new house in Astoria? You think there's enough pennies in there? You think
I don't know. Copper? Dude, that's how I'm going to pay. I'm just going to roll up with a bag. Is this good?
Yeah, you're
going to say, mom's rent?
I'm surprised you didn't say, hey, wait down here. I'll bring you the down payment.
Dude, so I said that. I tell this guy, I'm in the market for real estate. I'm always looking, so let me know. And I figured drunk Dylan was like, this guy's never. We exchanged numbers. I'm never going to hear from him. The next night, he texts me. And I was like, oh, yeah, great meeting you, too. And he's like, I'll let you know anything. Like 2 days later, he calls me. I don't pick up. I didn't realize who it was. He leaves a message, calls me again. And he's like, Dylan, how's it going? And I was like, what's up, man?
Is this like an American guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like he's Italian. And he's like, so, you know, we want you to come look at the house.
Yeah.
We want you to come look at the house. So at any point, I could have stopped and just been like, hey, man, I was drunk. I don't have enough money to buy a home.
Yeah.
You know? Come on. So, but I'm not going to do that. So I had a viewing yesterday.
Did you go?
Yeah, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I went and viewed the home.
How is it nice?
It's great. I would love to live there. You know, I'm fucking haggling on the street with them. I'm like, so what are you looking for?
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
You are going to put yourself in crippling debt because you have too much of an ego to tell this guy that you're broke. And you talk out of your ass when you're drunk.
I told him. He was like, I was like, you know, what are we looking at here? What are you looking at to get? Yeah. And it's, you know what? He said 1.4, which is about 1.395 more than I have. Okay. So, you know.
1.4 mil.
Yeah. Three units, though. Three units plus a backyard. Each unit.
Don't try to fucking sell it to me.
Dude,
I'm not getting it.
It's pretty nice.
Dude, that's so funny.
You get like $3,000 a unit in rent.
Dude.
$9,000. It's a bad investment, though. I talked to my brother about it. But at some point.
Is your brother like, hey, why are you doing this?
No, he thought it was hilarious.
Did they have snacks?
No. Mm. It was weird, though. Like, all the tenants still live there. Mm-hmm. So I was just like going in with the lady.
Dude, you should have wore a suit.
And the tenants are there. I wore this sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I just wore a hoodie.
Dude, you should have wore a suit
and like
went in there and been here. Like, and like taking off your sunglasses when you saw the tenants and like, hey, start packing your shit.
One of the tenants is pretty cute. Really cute, dude. Is it bad that I saw that tenant? I was like, I got to figure out a way to buy this house. I was like, she's super cute. I was like, you can stay. Everyone else got to go.
Well, the last American Uber driver that I had, not American, but the like, because most Uber drivers and Lyft drivers in New York are foreign.
Yeah.
So it's weird when I go to another city and it's just like, you know, it's a dude from the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the last time that I had a dude from New York pick me up, I was on the phone with you when I get into the Uber and I'm drunk, you're drunk. And you were telling me a story about like some, some like romantic relationship. Yeah. I don't even remember do you remember what it was?
I don't, but
it was some type of like dilemma you were having. And I'm talking to you about it. And right when I put the phone down, he's like, hey, so what's your buddy going through? And I was like, he was like, let's talk it out, huh? What's he got going on? And then me and this dude are having like this, like, you know, like
just
this whole
it
conversation.
Up.
We're talking about you. I was like, you know, I told him to do this. So we'll see if he does the right thing. He's like, yeah, my fucking buddies don't listen to me either. I've been married 2.5 years, you know, and he's like, things are going good for me. Hey, don't get me wrong. I used to fucking sling it back in the day. And like he's talking to me like he's also younger than me.
I love that.
He's also younger than
me. You know whose voice that is? Who I'm picturing is Dom from Entourage. Also the boss from Tulsa King.
Yes. Yeah.
And the cop from Reacher. He's been all over.
Dominic Lombardozzi.
Is that his name?
Yeah, he's a New York guy and he is a fucking good actor.
He's good.
He's in the new season. He's in the new season of Reacher.
One guy. You know,
he's in the new season of Reacher.
He is.
He played. Do you watch Reacher?
Yeah, it was great.
He plays a New York City detective.
He can only play New York City criminal, New York City detective, New York City criminal living in LA with his celebrity friend. Yeah. That's it.
But he's good, dude. He's great at it. Yeah. I'll tell you that much. But well, I thought really he did a good job as a mob boss because I think that's a little bit out of his.
Yeah.
Purview of being like the boss.
Yeah, he's always the number two.
Him with the hair was so funny.
I know, when they shave it.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good. yeah, so, dude, I don't know. I had another phone call. The guy called me this morning. I sent him a text that was like, hey, looked good. I just got to talk to my people. And
me on the podcast? Am I your people?
I was like, I just got to talk to my people. And, he didn't text me back this morning. He called me, and I answered, and he's like, oh, yeah, great to hear from you. You know, we're going to look into it, and, you know, let's talk. And I was like, okay, great. Talk to you later. And then he called me back like 10 minutes later. I didn't answer. Yeah. And I was like, we just talked. I don't need to talk again. And he called me 10 minutes after that, and I was like, hello? He's like, hey, Dylan, I got your answers that you were looking for. And I was like,
that guy's ready to rock, dude.
Oh, dude. He's ready to sell
this
thing.
At this point, though, you do got to tell him you're out.
Oh, I'm just going to tell him I'm not super interested at some point.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it ride for a little bit.
Well, that's nice. You do this the same way you get out of relationships. That's what you're doing. You're going to ghost him. Are you just going to ghost this guy?
No, dude. No, come on.
I've had...
Clean breaks, dude. Clean
I've
breaks.
Had some intimate conversations with Uber drivers, though.
Yeah.
I've cried in an Uber.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got like real deep, like heart-to-heart with this dude. And it's like, I could tell he like didn't need to know about my relationship troubles at this time. He was like, I'm just trying to send some money back to my family. Will you please shut the fuck up? And then, dude, there was one time I get picked up. This was back when I was in Pittsburgh. I get picked up by a Lyft driver and I'm fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And this dude swerves and like purposely to hit like an animal running across the street and laughs about it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
And then he kind of started giving me a little bit of, like, because I was like, dude, what is your problem? Why did you just do that? Like, I don't know if he hit it, but he swerved to hit it.
Yeah.
And it was like a raccoon or something like that. And he was like, oh, dude, it's a fucking raccoon. Who cares? I was like, bro, I was like, what is wrong with you? And I'm, like, arguing with him a little bit about it. And he starts, like, you know, calling me, like a pussy and whatever.
Did you report him to Uber?
Well, I was so drunk, I get home and I just tweet and something like, so, you know, Lyft, blah, 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 never using them again. They murdered a raccoon and Lyft, like, I don't even think I tagged Lyft and they immediately were like on it and they were like, hey, please send us this information now. We don't tolerate anything like this. And I did. I normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if it was just a guy, Narcan. You know. But, man,
that's crazy. What a
psychopath.
It's also super dangerous for him to swerve to hit.
He swerved to hit the squirrel.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking risky.
But, like, loved it. Like, it wasn't a squirrel. I'm sorry. It was a raccoon. He swerved to hit a raccoon.
So funny.
And I don't know if he hit it or not. I was, like, pretty drunk. But I just remember being in the back seat, and I just started, like, what the fuck, dude?
That is psychotic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, he probably got that guy his job lost. He's probably homeless at this point. Tough stuff, man.
He's homeless, moved to New York City, had a dog for a little while, then had to give that dog up.
Yeah. My friend has the dog now.
Everything's full circle.
Oh, man. You got big plans for today, if you're listening today when it comes out? Valentine's Day, dude?
I do. I have, I'm going to work a corporate event during the day. Doing a little jokes, doing a little little game show as well. And then I'm going to dinner with my lady.
We're gonna go
to Saks.
Fifth Avenue?
No. Yeah, we're gonna go to Saks and we're just gonna eat sandwiches.
The leather dresses?
Yeah. No, it's called Saks Place. It's one of my favorite pizza places in Astoria. It's where we had the pizza from for Colin's
birthday. That was good pizza.
But as a date spot.
Yeah.
It's incredible, dude. It's like a sit-down pizza restaurant. Yeah. They serve wine, beer, liquor, whatever you want. And it's they don't have slices. They're not a slice joint. So they do the full pizza. You get, like, bread. But they give a shit. Like the owner, if he's there, he'll come up to you, ask if you've been there before. Not too much of a pain in the ass, you know? He's not, like, hovering over you or, like, asking too many questions. And then, you know, they... get all of their ingredients from like a farm up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, and they weekly go that's up there, great. Get that. So good, man. That's I really highly recommend. If anybody's in Astoria, Queens, Saks Place.
Oh,
they're not even a sponsor. That's just an official Raise a Wadney recommendation. Also, bone to pick.
Tell me.
Speaking of pizza.
Oh yeah,
it's fucking egregious. Yep.
It's egregious.
So that was like a real like George from Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. It's egregious.
It's crazy, dude.
This is crazy. So
I'm going to stop supporting them.
I might, dude. So the pizza place, which is across the street from where you had your little birthday shindig.
Where the guy had a gun.
You grab pizza from there. I like this pizza joint.
It's great.
Is it my favorite in the neighborhood? No, but it's up there. And
a great olivaca slice.
And they've
very good.
And they've hooked me up where they bought a round one time for everybody at Rocky's.
Really?
So I went over and made sure to get a slice of pizza just because I was like, hey, I know this is why you did it, but I thought it was a cool gesture. I've went in there sometimes at the end of the night.
Yes.
They've thrown us like 3 or 4 extra slices just because they were, you know, shutting down.
Dude, it was great. I went in there for 2 slices once. They gave me a whole pie.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So they're great. They're great with stuff like that. Super Bowl Sunday, I'm like, I want to give them my business.
Yep.
Go on the Uber Eats app to schedule an order. They were charging like $45 for a plain pizza and $50 for a pepperoni.
And this wasn't Uber. This was the company. This was the store, you think, jacked.
It had to be.
They changed the prices.
It had to be.
That's nuts.
Because it was like... You know, I mean, I can pull out my phone and pull
see
it
what
up
it
right
is
now.
Yeah,
while we're doing this.
Because what I'm saying is, this is before you get to the checkout when they add like all the tax and the.
So you would go to Uber Eats and you would go to this pizza place, and it. You know, maybe if I would have called them direct or something, maybe that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
Trying to force business directly through them. That's definitely a possibility.
Instead of Uber.
Yeah. But they are, I don't even think they're on here right now. They might have, I've ordered from here before. So cheese pizza. No, you know what? It's still the same price. Like, look at that. $24.95 for a cheese pizza. And if you go 18-inch large pie, it shows $45.
Wow. That's crazy.
There's got to be some type of problem.
That's crazy.
That's got to be some type of...
it should be like $21 for the large, not additional
$21. I think that's what it is. Maybe that's a little glitch that they have. Oh, no. Maybe they weren't doing something... Maybe they didn't hike it up for the Super Bowl.
Maybe we should take back what we said.
Maybe
I don't
we
know.
Should let them know.
We should. Maybe it's a problem and they got to deal with it. They're like, hey, why aren't we getting any Uber Eats business?
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Because then I went to Bellucci's, whose, you know, pizza I really like as well. Yeah. And there was normal pizza.
I had great pizza like for the NFC Championship game. And it's bugging me because us talking about it, it was so good, the pizza, but like someone ordered it who I'm not really good friends with. And it was 2 weeks ago. So I can't be like, hey man, where was that pizza that you ordered from? It was so good. So now I have to, I guess I could. It's weird. Also, you know, there'd be like, of course, Dylan wants to know, is thinking about the pizza from 2.5 weeks ago.
You know, you could lie. You could just be like, hey, I'm around that area.
Yeah, where'd that pizza come from? It was good. I like when they have like the textured bottom.
Where was it at?
We were at Patty McGuire's.
It was probably Lunetta right next door.
You think? They had like the textured bottom on it where it's almost like they like roll it in like cornmeal and it gives it like almost like a prickly bottom and it makes it really crispy.
That Lunetta's next door to Patty McGuire's has one of the best buffalo chicken slices.
I'll have to try it. Yep. Yep.
Well, you shouldn't because you have GERD.
I know.
So you need
I
to
know.
Settle down for
I
a little
I had a yogurt
while.
Today. Is that good?
But was it like a sugary yogurt?
It was a Yoplait. Not a Yoplait. It was
you had a fucking Yoplait. What are you, seven?
It was a Chobani strawberry yogurt.
Okay.
So
Yoplait? What was it? Would you have a Go-Gurt on your skateboard?
It was a Twix. It was a Trix Yoplait. The best kind of Yoplait.
It is delicious, but Yoplait is phenomenal.
Go-Gurt. Yeah.
Did you ever have a Go-Gurt before?
Yeah, they were good. What a scam. What a ploy. Crazy. Hey, the yogurt factory, dude.
Yeah.
No one's buying yogurt.
What was there a time where children were so fucking busy that they needed their yogurt on the
yogurt on the go?
And it was, dude, am I wrong?
Skateboarding?
Were they always just skateboarding in that commercial?
It was always action sports. They were big with the X Games community.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
It seems a little dangerous.
It does.
Skateboarding and... Well, you remember the old days when we were growing up before Go-Gurt came out, when you'd have to be on your skateboard with a spin.
With the spoon.
And, you know.
A span.
Is that how I said it?
Yeah.
With a span.
I like that. Fourth down.
Did you, that one guy went viral from from Pittsburgh
on the
McAfee show. They put it out there where he's doing the automatic first down.
So good, man. All right, man. You want to rap?
Yo. Yeah, it's
keep going.
We're wrapping up. Yeah. Now we're gonna wrap up the episode. I'm not gonna embarrass myself with
wrap it, clap it.
I did a real quick though to wrap it up is I can't do shows anymore hungover.
Yeah, no,
it's
I know.
Not good for me. I can't perform stand up hungover. Like, dude, I'm still feeling the effects of Sunday.
Like, that's brutal.
We're recording this Tuesday. This is coming out Wednesday that you're hearing it. I still have like a little bit of a headache. My stomach hurts. I don't feel quite right. I still feel like I murdered somebody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I feel like, I feel like, you know, just like that, like
it's brutal
blackout remorse.
Yeah.
So, and then last night I went and I did a spot. I got a buddy called me, New York Comedy Club. The crowd was not like great. There was like 40 people in the crowd, but like
that's pretty good.
It's a waste of it was like a waste of time for everybody because I just like
hungover.
They
thinking
weren't
about your
they weren't
life.
Great, but like I was like fucking up jokes.
Yeah,
I didn't have energy. Like I couldn't like get to this. Like it was taking me too long to get to the next bit.
Yeah,
my confidence. At one point on stage, I was like, you know, I feel like you guys don't like me. And it is embarrassing how bad I want you strangers to like me. We are only going to know each other for 8 minutes. And all I want is for you to care about me. And you don't.
That's the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
It's the worst feeling.
So, you know.
Yeah. You got to be mentally and physically fit to do comedy now. You know, you can't be doing fucking heroin and snorting cocaine in the back.
Well,
and
I don't
hungover.
Think physically fit.
You got to be like physically no hungover, no like, you know, wasted.
When I'm on the road,
I
do not drink a lot on the road.
Yeah.
I don't like if I have like a couple show weekend, I don't like to drink. And it's not because like I could perform with a buzz.
Yeah.
I'm good with a buzz.
It's the next day leading up to the show.
Alrighty.
All right, my GERD's acting up.
We got to get out of here. Everybody, thanks so much for listening. If you want to see more of me, I am at Reza Wadney on Instagram and Twitter. Check out Reza Wadney on YouTube. Subscribe to that because I'm recording my special March 1st. Ooh. If you're outside of Philadelphia, at it's Soul Joel's in Pottstown. It's about 40 minutes from Philly. So come on out to that, man. That's going to be a great show. I'm doing two shows there, 7 and 9:30. So excited to get this material carved in wax, as they would say it.
Oh, that's nice.
Come on out to that. If not, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube so that you can see it when it drops. And you can also find me every single Wednesday here on the Troublemakers podcast. So subscribe to that YouTube if you're not already. And I'm here every week with my good pal, Dylan Krasinski. Dylan, where are you at?
You can follow me at Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And if you're listening today when this comes out, Valentine's Day, I'm also going to be spending the day with someone very special, former guest, Colin Chamberlain, Bananas Comedy Club in New Jersey.
Bananas.
Yeah, dude, a little feature set.
Yeah, if you're up in Jersey.
Set. That should be really fun. I'm assuming 8 o'clock. And then Friday, we're in Philly, but I don't know where yet.
Oh, shit.
You know, boy's getting a little work finally, huh?
Saturday, I'll be in Jersey, actually.
I'm
doing the Dojo of Comedy.
Nice, very nice.
So that's my last really full run through before we record this album.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week. Good night.